Dr. Saber dictating an office note on patient Joanne Mullinax, JOANMULLINAX, date of birth 6/4/1949, date of service 11/11/2025. The paragraph of the patient is 76 year old white female, referred to see me by Dr. Sison, Sison, for nephrology evaluation. She has a past medical history including the following one: diabetes insipidus for the last 34 years after an excision of a proactinoma, and she has been maintained on desmopressin nasal, and followed by endocrinology, Dr. Dana Sekaran, D-H-A-N-A-S-E-K-A-R-A-N. Next, right ectopic kidney discovered on ultrasound, next depression slash anxiety, next familiar tremor, next prolactinoma history, next breast cancer history, right side, such post-mastectomy 2014. Next, left rotator torn, left shoulder, torn rotator cuff, next asthma. Past surgical history includes one prolactinoma in 1991, excision of prolactinoma in 1991, red breast mastectomy in 2014, and skin biopsies. Period. Paragraph. Allergy, she's allergic to sulfiber, S-O-L-F-I-B-E-R. Social history, patient lives alone, has no kids of her own, no smoking, rare alcohol, no drugs. She is a licensed professional counselor, both for mental health and career counselor, period. Paragraph. Review system reviews occasional migraine headaches, occasional chest pain, chronic cough from her asthma, heartburn positive, no nausea or vomiting, constipation positive but getting better, no abdominal pain, she has nocturia times one at night, no dysuria, no hematuria, and no like swelling or other systems reviewed are negative. Immunization, she receives the 6 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Period. Paragraph. Current medications are reviewed including clonazepam, desmopressin, estradiol, famotidine, Advair HFA, Atrovent HFA, meloxicam, minoxidil topical, Remeron, olopatadine, ondansetron, primidone, sertraline, and vaginal moisturizer. On physical exam, her vital signs are as mentioned above: HNT, pupils generally active to light and accommodation, ejected conjunctiva, non-etheric sclera, no cervical conophadenopathy, no carotid bleed bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema noted per paragraph, neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular and rhythm, no muscle S2, no more reserve, no friction of her lungs, active to auscultation, no crackles or with reserve, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities, there is no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, no neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following: from 10/30/2025, sodium 135, potassium 4.6, chloride 102, total CO2 29, BUN 19, creatinine 0.81, estimated GFR 75 milliliter per minute, glucose 101, calcium 8.7, period. Paragraph assessment and plan 1, diabetes insipidus, continue current dosing of desmopressin. We're going to follow and recheck her serum sodium. Next, right ectopic kidney with normal kidney function for age. To avoid nephrotoxic agents, meloxicam should be avoided if at all possible. Period. Next, diagnosis. History of depression and anxiety controlled on current medications to continue. Next, familial tremor stable. Next, history of proactinoma as post-surgery resulting in her DI symptomatology. Next, history of breast cancer with mastectomy in the past. Next, asthma controlled on current therapy, period. Paragraph. I'm going to check a basic workup to recheck on her serum sodium and kidney function. And we are going to see her back in a couple of months for follow-up and further recommendations, period. Paragraph. Thank you, Dr. Sison, for your trust and allowing me to see your patient and consult. I'll keep you updated on her progress and the report. Thanks. CC Dr. Sison, S-I-S-O-N, and the report. Thanks.